This week, the U.S. Marine Corps has been rocked by revelations that male Marines have been sharing naked photos of female Marines on social media. Yesterday, the Marine Commandant, General Robert Neller, called that embarrassing and not the behavior of true warriors. These revelations are disturbing, but the news didn't shock everyone. For many women in the armed forces, sexual harassment is just a fact of everyday life in the military. That was the case for Marine veteran Kate Hendricks Thomas. She was deployed to Iraq in 2005 with the 2nd Military Police Battalion. She's also the author of Brave, Strong, True, The Modern Warrior's Battle for Balance. So, Kate Hendricks Thomas, thanks for being with us. I gather that sexual harassment was such an innate part of being deployed for you that it even made you think about what you had to carry around every day?
Well, absolutely. You didn't go to the shower trailers without your weapon and probably a knife to carry into the shower with you. There was always that ubiquitous fear of sexual assault. But I took to carrying black spray paint in my cargo pocket because all over the forward operating bases, I kept finding these really graphic cartoon depictions with, you know, verbal narratives off to the side that obviously several people had contributed to, talking about what sexually they would like to see me do or do to me. And eventually it got dark enough that I felt like I needed to spray over it. It wasn't funny. It freaked me out. Although I was an Amazon, I was a Marine Corps officer, I certainly wasn't going to let anyone else see that.
I mean, at the time when you first saw these images and comments on bathroom walls, what were you thinking?
I honestly walked around with a feeling of kind of youthful invincibility. And the first time I saw it, I laughed. The second time, I kind of thought it was getting a little bit stranger, but I gave the artist creativity points. It was something that my colleagues and I joked with one another about. I didn't think I had the option of allowing it to bother me or telling anyone else that it bothered me or made me feel harassed in any way. And I tell you, Marco, that's what I'm hearing this week. My email and phone has been blowing up with messages from currently serving and recently separated servicewomen. Everybody has a story, but a lot of women feel like, especially if they're still on active duty, they feel like they cannot tell that story.
So after years of going through this experience and knowing that it's out there, what was your reaction this week when you heard about these compromising photos of female service members being shared on this Facebook group, Marines United?
You know, I was dealing with cartoon depictions and Sharpie markers that a handful of people saw. You know, technology has made harassing behavior global. It sounds like, I'm not privy to the details of the investigation, but it sounds like a lot of the behavior may have certainly violated the Uniform Code of Military Justice and potentially some federal code. It's so blatant and so global. And I fear for the women Marines who have to deploy, knowing that 30,000 of their brothers saw this and either actively participated in sharing or making the comments or passively watched it happen and didn't report. I would have a serious problem going to war knowing that my back wasn't truly covered.
Yeah, I mean, let me ask you about that, because this Facebook group, Marines United, all men, active Marines and veterans, 30,000 members. I mean, how could that not be known prior to this revelation this week?
It sounds like the Facebook group did a lot of other sharing. It wasn't just the naked photos and the commentary. But when I heard the news, what it made me think of was all of the harassment that, because of cultural social norms that it's okay to woman bash, I laughed off, or I failed to file a formal complaint about, or I failed to fight about. And in some ways, I was overwhelmed with guilt because I feel like I set up today's women Marines to deal with this, you know, at the technological level that they're currently dealing with it. Because when it was my time and I had a platform and a chance to fight, I chose to go along, get along, and not make an issue of what was, quite frankly, blatant harassment that I was dealing with.
Yeah, you were saying earlier that you've heard from a lot of colleagues, a lot of emails coming in this week, some of them women officers. What are they telling you?
Well, specifically, women officers, we don't want to embrace a victim narrative. It's not who we are as people, and we don't want to be any further marginalized than we already are within, you know, the institution as a numerical minority. So we're not looking to skyline ourselves. And I've heard from a lot of service members who, when things happened that quite frankly were straight up criminal, they were counseled not to file a formal complaint because it would look bad for the unit. It would be a black eye for everyone. So it gets turned into a strength narrative for the individual women. That's what it was for me. And it gets turned into a loyalty narrative. I'm starting to hear voices lift. I'm starting to hear people sharing their stories. Mm. But there are a lot of people who feel like they can't. And I have a problem with that.
So you suggested earlier that this action may have contravened the Uniform Code of Military Justice. What kind of response are you looking for from Marine Corps leadership right now?
Well, Sergeant Major Green has released a written statement basically saying to the entire Marine Corps, I need you with me on this. You're either part of the problem or part of the solution. Pick. The words sound strong, and it sounds like pending the results of an investigation, heads are going to roll. You are not a Marine if you're a keyboard warrior hiding on social media, denigrating your fellow warriors. And if at every level of leadership, we see that message put out. And quite frankly, there needs to be public follow-up. We need to know what happens with the adjudication. We need to know that this is being taken seriously at every level. You know, there's a larger context. This is not the first time we've had these conversations. And the fact that I'm hearing from service members that they don't want to talk about their stories of harassment for fear of reprisal tells me we have things at the small unit level that we need to handle. This is not the Marine Corps that I fought for. And I really am looking for leadership to affirm today's women Marines and us old has-beens that did it before.
What do you think should be the repercussions for an active duty Marine who's found to have posted some of those pictures to this Facebook site, Marines United?
Well, specifically, I don't want to see non-judicial punishment. I don't want to see slaps on the wrist. That is a violation so egregious that you no longer belong in our Marine Corps. And I would like to see that happen, specifically if staff NCOs and officers were involved, because we are the leaders and we are charged. The reason I feel so guilty is we are charged with taking care of those young women Marines. We're charged with taking care of all of our Marines. And staff NCOs and officers, if you participated, you failed them on more levels than anyone can count. I think we're going to see criminal charges. It sounds like there was some stalking and some revenge porn. And although federal code is still kind of gray area on this in public forum, there's a lot that can be done if we take a stand and say, this isn't okay. It damages our ability to execute the mission. Women are in the Marine Corps because we've needed them operationally for the last 15 years, and we've been in the fight. So it's really, honestly, I think we're looking for action. The words are great, but there's too much history here. We need action.
Kate Hendricks-Thomas teaches public health at Charleston Southern University. She's a former Marine Corps officer and serves on the board of the Service Women's Action Network. Kate, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for allowing me to speak about this.